Hello and welcome to the Mastering Social Media for Schools podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Gribble. I've been celebrating students and staff on social media since 2014. I'm in the trenches with you, and I know it's not an easy task. So if you're responsible for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more for a K-12 school district, you are in the right spot. You're going to lean in and learn some simple, actionable tips to help you reach even more people. And that's all going to happen while keeping your sanity. So let's get started. All right. A special episode today in breaking down our results from our 2023 survey. So it's really giving you a lot of insight into where school communicators are with social media. We're going to answer questions like, what channels are you on? What are your goals for the next year? What are you struggling with? How are you involving students and how have you involved students? We're going to talk about it all today. But one of the number two platform out there from our data, 85% of respondents said they are using Instagram. I want to tell you that a lot of schools are not using Instagram to its full advantage. And you still have time to register for my absolutely free webinar, How to Use Instagram for Schools in 2024. It is happening on January 24th at 11 a.m. Central. That's noon Eastern. Get signed up. You'll get the recording. You'll get to participate live. You'll get all the slides. We're going to really break down how to use Instagram, how that differs from Facebook. We're going to break down what is a post, what's a story, what's a reel, what's a highlight, when should I use which, and so much more. So I'm pouring my heart and soul into this training to get us started in 2024. I hope you sign up. Jump on over to my website, socialschoolforedu.com. It's right at the top. And if it's past time, sorry, you missed it. It's always available. All of my trainings are always available in my membership group to my paying members. So you can check that out online. Because we also have a really awesome Instagram challenge coming up in February. And again, you only get to be part of it if you're a member. But the webinar, totally free if you sign up right now. All right, let's get to this week's K-12 PR tip. All right, today's K-12 PR tip is, I've got a question. How are you involving testimonials on your social media channels? Testimonials are people saying great things about your school. And sometimes you have to think a little bit like a marketer, almost like a business, where you don't just say how great your school is, you've got other people saying it. Now, these are people like staff members that you could do, students, parents, education leaders, school board members. And this could be in a vertical video that you share as a reel. It could be a longer video that you edit. It could just be a little graphic with that person's name and a few key words, and you put the full testimonial in the post. You also might need to challenge yourself of how are you getting those testimonials? Are you routinely asking for feedback? This is something that I am working with my student interns in New Auburn, my social media interns, of just saying, hey, how could we get some feedback of the great stuff happening? And is it a box? Is it asking people to email? Is it a QR code at games where you're asking, hey, tell me something good? That's our tip today, because I think routinely, at least monthly, you should be throwing something out there that is a third party, not just your school, the presence of your social media channel of, hey, we are number one, or we have great blah, blah. You're actually letting somebody else say that about you, whether it be a staff member, a leader, a student, a community member, a partner, business partner, a volunteer, a family member. So let's look at how we're involving testimonials on our social channels. All right. I hope that tip helps. Let's get to all of the data. You data nerds are going to love this. Let's get going. Hey there. Welcome back to the podcast. Today we have a special episode sharing and breaking down some thoughts to our end of the year 2023 school social media survey. You know, you might be kind of looking at what your plan is here for 2024 and whether you're going to add some channels or drop some channels, and what are you struggling with, and what are you using for professional development? Well, I wanted to know the answers, and so I asked you, and I'm really excited because we had 537 responses this year. That's up from last year. We had about 465 responses. So awesome to get more feedback. And we just published this in an awesome blog. So you can check this out for yourself over on socialschoolforedu.com/blog and grab all the details so you can see everything. But today I'm going to talk through it, and hopefully it'll spur some things, some thoughts of how you're going to approach social media in this new year. So again, thank you to everybody. We asked one of the first questions was just what your role is. You know, we were trying to talk to people that are responsible for social media in their school or school district. We had 30% of you, 30% of the 537 say they were communications or PR director or manager. We had 23% communications PR specialist or coordinator. 11% of you were social media, digital communications, and website managers. 7% community relations director or specialist, 7% admin assistant, 6% marketing and communications director, 5% marketing, 4% teacher, 2% superintendent, principal or assistant principal, so a leader in your school, 1% technology director or coordinator, 1% director of advancement, 1% student services, 1% enrollment admissions, and 1% other. Okay, so this is a big category. So really, in summary, about 70% of you hold a title with communications or social media included. Okay. So that might seem like a big number, and especially to some of you that are like, that's not me. But 30% of you, so that's almost a third, don't have social media or communications in their title. So the role of social media is really handled by a variety of roles, and that's depending on how your school chooses to tackle the responsibility. You know, I truly do believe, after doing this for 10 years, I believe that every school deserves to have someone in a communication, at least a part-time role or full-time role. But I know that some schools aren't there yet. And so many of you are taking this role on. Thank you. Many of you are leaning in to these roles with schools as they're posting them and adding them to their schools. Great job. But it's just nice to see kind of what the breakdown is in job responsibilities, job roles. The second question we asked was the type of school. And 77% of our respondents were from public schools, 16% private, 4% charter, and 3% were from other, like a BOCES or a social media consultancy, an educational cooperative, those things. Okay. So I know that no matter what school you're in, I think we all are competing for students. So that makes social media important for all of us. But it is just important to know where those responses are coming from. And if, you know, we had even more, let's say, private schools answering, maybe some of the answers would you know, vary a little bit. But just so you know where the responses are coming from. Okay, how much experience do you have in school communications? 13% have less than a year. 28% have 1 to 3 years. 24% have 3 to 5 years. 23% 6 to 10 years, and 12% more than 10 years. So most of you, 75% of you, basically have anywhere from kind of 1 to 12 years or 1 to 10 years. Okay. And I am just entering over my 10th year. So I'm really excited that I'm in that, I guess, 25% range. It's important to know, I guess, just with all of this, is that no matter where you're at, you still have to stay focused on continuing to learn and grow. I think experience helps build confidence, which can help you in your role as a social media manager, you know, posting and all of those. But I think we all really need to stay humble in our roles and the tools we have, because everything continuously changes. So again, you're going to be able to look at all of these results on my blog, which is going to be a little bit easier when you really want to analyze where the percentages fall and where you fit in and how that compares to everybody else. I just want to say, you know, if you're brand new, less than a year doing school communications, give yourself some grace, right? We've got a lot of people in here that have a lot more experience than you, and you're going to only get better. Okay. So, next question, very interesting, is check all that apply for the social media platforms used for your school or district. Okay. So, what social media channels are being used by these 537 responses? Definitely first place is Facebook. 96% of the schools are using Facebook. Instagram, 85%. Then the next in third place is YouTube with 58%. So that's a big drop, 85% to 58%. Okay. Fourth place is Twitter or X at 57%. I think we should probably start calling it X, but it's kind of crazy. So Twitter or X is 57%, LinkedIn 41%, Threads 8%. So this is a big drop. So the top five: Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, X, or LinkedIn. Okay, then Threads 8%, TikTok 8%, Pinterest 4%, other 4%, Snapchat 2%, and none 1%. Okay. So it's always changing, but Facebook and Instagram are definitely number one, and YouTube was third. One thing that I just wanted to note is that when we look at the data from last year, 2022, only a year ago, 74% of you said you were using Twitter or X. And now that number is 57%. So that is quite a drop. I certainly have another blog where I kind of talked about Twitter, like what the X should I do about my Twitter for my school. So you can check that out. It's linked in the blog there. But anxious to hear what you're doing. I know that we recently in one of my membership group kind of talked about, okay, is it time to change the icon? Is it time to put X in my newsletter and in any graphics that I'm using? And you know, if you're still actively using it, it's been quite a few months now, it might be time. So you should definitely talk about that. And there's some different factors that you should look at that I talk about in that blog. But those are the most popular social media platforms. So what does this mean? Guys, if you are not paying attention to Facebook and Instagram, dude, you need to. Okay. I have a free webinar. It's huge. Hundreds and hundreds of you are coming to my How to Use Instagram for Schools in 2024 webinar that's happening on January 24th. If you're listening to this live, there's still time to sign up. You can sign up in the chat or in the notes, the show notes. It's also on my website. Everybody who signs up is going to get that recording, but I do believe there's a difference between Facebook and Instagram, and I'm going to really dive deep into that. So I hope you join me. All right. How effective are you in your social media efforts at your school? 9% of you gave yourself a big pat on the back and said you were excellent. 47% of you said you were above average. 38% said you were average. And only 4% said below average. 1% said poor, and 1% said not sure. Okay. So I'm pretty pumped that you guys were so like, hey, we're either average, above average, or excellent, which is awesome. And I'm happy to see that only 6% rate themselves at that below average, poor, or not sure. I believe that's because every school knows that it's important, it's a priority. Now, if I were to base this rating on what I see when I look at schools' social media, I think I'd be a little bit tougher. I'd say maybe schools like 10% are excellent, 25% are average, above average, 50% are average, 10% are below average, and 5% are poor. Now, the discrepancy between what I kind of see out there with social media and what you guys responded with, or the respondents did in this survey, could be attributed to the level of proficiency and dedication of the respondents themselves. So if you heard about the survey and you took time to answer it, you probably are more likely to, you know, not be on the low end of the spectrum because you're already taking, you know, involvement and professional development and pushing yourself with social media. So anyways, that was very interesting. Now, we asked a couple new questions this year because I think, again, this will help us as we're related to other schools and maybe what we need to focus on. The question was this: I feel that I have all our social media channels set up properly for the district. I am confident of my setup through Meta Business Manager. And then we had a scale of 1, strongly disagree, up to 5, strongly agree. Okay. So you could rate yourself from a 1 to a 5 on, I got our social media channels set up properly, and I'm confident that I got everything set up right with Meta Business Manager. Okay. I'm just going to go, like, those of you that said, I strongly agree that I have this, it was 25%. A 4, which was generally agree, said 38%. Neutral, you're not really sure, 25%. Disagree, 7%. Strongly disagree, 5%. Okay. So it's great to see that, you know, 63% of you generally or strongly agree that your channels are set up properly. You know, if you are one of the 37% who are neutral or maybe not confident, and I want to tell you, almost every school that I talk with, they think they have it set up right, and then there's something in there that isn't set up right. So even if you may generally agree, you might not quite be there. So just check out a couple blogs. I've got a blog on your step-by-step guide to safely access your school social media profiles. And then I've got another one that's everything you need to know about Facebook Business Manager for schools. And, you know, I know that I'd love nothing more than to have 27 hours in my day so that I could meet one-on-one with every single school social media manager out there. And we could, like, walk through their social media channels, make sure they're set up properly, and I could help them. Unfortunately, I can't. I can't get 27 hours in my day. But the one spot, you guys, that I hang out with and do some one-on-one customized stuff is in my membership group. I have some office hours regularly where we will go through and get individualized help. So if you need some help, check out the membership group, because that is the spot where you're really going to be able to get some one-on-one time with me. And it's one to many. There's different people, but we're all learning from each other. So anyways, check that out. Okay. Management system is another question that we asked. And listen to this, what we asked. We asked them to either strongly disagree all the way up to strongly agree to this statement. I have a great system to manage all of the social media channels that pop up throughout my school system. I have an approval process and am able to gain proper access to help in case staff or admins change. Oh, this statement just stresses me out. Okay. 20% of you said you strongly agree, and 22% generally agree, and 29% are neutral. Generally disagree, 20%, and strongly disagree are 9%. Okay. So less than half, 44% of the respondents rated yourself as, like, generally or strongly agree. That means that, you guys, this is a big struggle for many of you. I mean, I don't know how you keep up with all the different sports and clubs and classrooms that are continuously being created, and you don't know who's doing it. And this whole feat is almost impossible, but you can make some progress. I am frequently asked about how the heck do I manage all these different social media channels? And I have a great free resource called How to Create a Social Media Directory for Your School. It's got 7 steps. It's not easy, but if you provide, you know, follow this guide, I think that by next year, these percentages into the 4 and 5 category are going to be more. It's going to be more than just 44%. So excited about that. But if you do feel lost, you're not alone. It is very, very challenging, because anybody can just set up an account. And that blog, that guide, really talks you through how to get an approval process, what questions to ask, how to keep up a directory, all of that. So that's great. Okay. Now I'm excited because another spot of the blog, hang on, or survey, hang on. Oh, I'm talking a lot, so I need a drink of water. Okay. I'm super excited about student involvement. I think it is the key to getting better content, more engagement, better stories, more authentic stories told. So I asked our 537 people, have you involved students in your social media content generation, either posting directly or providing content for you to post? 39% said yes, and 61% said no. Now, my personal goal is to help increase that number of schools in the yes category by next year. I'm diving headfirst into my first official social media internship program at New Auburn this year. I promise that I'm going to share all about it. I'm going to learn. I'm going to give you some helpful tools to help you get these students involved. But I really want to help more schools involve their students. So we asked a few more questions about student involvement. So of the 39% that said, yes, they have included students, we asked them to apply all, check all that applied for ways that they've involved their students. Okay. So there could, this is going to add up to more than 100%. But out of that 39%, 79% of schools that have used students have involved student assignments from classes like journalism, marketing, video, etc. So if you haven't, maybe that's your first spot, is to go to a classroom like journalism, marketing, video, promotion, all of that, and get them involved. You might even have a social media class. Well, shouldn't it be important to learn some real life social media instead of just some hypothetical cases? Let's see what the results really are. Okay. 71% of the respondents said yes, they have a student internship or some type of formal program led by someone in communications that meets with them on a regular basis, either weekly or monthly. 63% have an Instagram takeover for a day. 53% have students help create reels or TikTok videos. 43% post regularly through an approval process, and 22% post regularly directly to the social media platforms without an approval process, and then 11% others. Other. So those are some different ways that the schools that are including students are doing. So I love this. Get with the classes. The student internship or some type of formal program would be great. And if you're looking for more ways to include students this year, I've got a blog linked in the blog for the survey results that talk about how to involve students in your school's social media efforts. So it's a variety of schools from all across the country that share different ways that they're including students. And maybe you can grab one of those this year. So love that. Now, if you answered no, so what was it? 61% said, no, they're not using students. We asked them why. Check all that apply. 46% said, I'm too busy to take this on. 31%, I don't feel like I have the controls or tools to moderate what the students are posting. 20% said other. 18%, I'm just nervous. 16%, my admin will not allow me to do this. And 13% said, I want total control over the social media channels. The decision's really up to me. Okay. So this is really important, insightful to know why you're not doing it. 46% said you're too busy. And 31% feel like you don't have the controls or tools. So I just want you to know, sometimes we got to go slow to go fast. And I certainly don't have really the time, but I made it a priority this year to go into the school once a week to meet with students. And I'm so excited about it. I'm going to learn so much. And in the end, it's going to make my job easier. And so I want to say I understand, but maybe you need to get inspired. And I just want to tell you that Ryan Ferran in episode 180 of my podcast, he actually is the one who finally like said, you know, it just spoke to my soul. It was like, yes, Andrea, this is the next step for you. You need to learn how to do this so you can help other schools do it. So I committed. I'm doing it, even though I don't feel like I have time either. You know, wherever you fit in, I bet you're not alone, you know, in your worries, but I hope that you'll continue to push yourself and that your school will adopt, you know, some type of effort in 2024 to include students. Okay. All right. Now there were some open-ended questions and we're, I'm just happy to kind of break down some categories of biggest challenges and then also some ways of what you're focusing on and then some professional development areas. So, and again, you've got all of these survey results totally laid out for you so you can look at them in chart, pretty charts from my awesome graphic designer. And you can really look at the data to really talk about social media with your school. That's what you should be using. This is data. We as school communicators, all my APRs, we're all about making decisions based on data. This is some good data that you can maybe use to make some decisions, to push some initiatives in 2024. So the biggest challenges, one, by far, getting quality and consistent content, okay? Number one challenge from our respondents. It showed up the most. This includes challenges in receiving regular content contributions from teachers and staff and ensuring the content is of high quality. Number two is time and resource constraints. Many of you mentioned being part of small team or working solo, which makes managing social media alongside other responsibilities challenging. Guys, there's never, ever going to be enough time, which is why staying focused on the strategies that actually work, that's really, really important. Okay, number three, managing multiple channels and then consistency managing all those channels. So that includes struggles with managing all the platforms while maintaining a consistent posting schedule. And this relates a bit to the biggest issue around getting quality and consistent content. But you guys, it might also mean that you may want to look at reducing some of your social media channels in 2024. A lot of times we don't like to go backwards and say, hey, maybe we need to eliminate things. But some of you did that with Twitter this year, right? So just we've got to maintain some sanity, work-life harmony in your role, and just try not to put so many eggs in so many different baskets. Staff number four for the biggest challenge was staff and teacher engagement. So getting teachers and staff to kind of buy in, and you know, they're busy, but we've got to get them to just snap the pictures and share the moments. Number five, community engagement and managing that feedback. Now this covers dealing with comments, negative feedback, and misinformation. Our favorite word, misinformation. Number six with our biggest challenges. Do you relate to any of these, by the way? Top one through five. I'm sure you relate to some of those. The sixth is content scheduling and prioritization. So determining what content to post when and spacing out posts effectively. Seven is student privacy and safety, dealing with those do not photo kids. Number eight, platform specific issues and technical challenges, the glitches, the changes, the actual tech IT stuff of what we do on social media. That's number eight. Number nine is training and development. Getting training and development in social media for schools is a challenge. And we're going to share some of those sources. So stay tuned because this survey also talks about where are people getting that professional development. And number 10 is the content diversity and distribution. And ensuring that content represents a variety of schools, departments, activities, right? And that struggle really is real. I just have to share this. One of our schools in our membership program, I won't say who, but they had one of their elementary schools recognized as like a distinguished school based on the state. And they put something out on Facebook. And then they were getting complaints from parents from the other schools. And so they wanted them to take the post down. Oh my gosh. It's, you know, so I know the struggle's real, right? Like you post too much about this school or you post about this sport all the time, but not that sport. And it's like, dude, I can't be everywhere. people got to send stuff to me. So that's also a challenge. So those are 1 through 10 biggest challenges. Okay. Now let's get into our focus areas and goals for this school year and then 2024 and beyond. Number one is increasing engagement. This is by far the most mentioned goal, with various strategies like more frequent posting, student involvement, creative content planning. You guys, I love that this is the biggest goal because engagement is the key to reaching more people with your social media content. So I couldn't agree more. That's a triple clap from Miss AJG. Okay. I couldn't agree more that we focus on engagement because this is going to help our social media efforts in 2024. Number two, goal or focus area, posting more frequently. Number three, involving students. Woohoo! Number four, expanding platform use. This includes adding Instagram, TikTok, and LinkedIn to reach wider audiences and diversify social media presence. My only caution is to only add this if you think you can dedicate the time to serve another audience with engaging content. Okay? So if you are involving students and you can take on that TikTok channel, awesome. Or if your district doesn't want TikTok, Instagram, you need to be there, I think. 85% of you school respondents are in Instagram. You need to be there. Okay, number five for goal or focus area, creating more video content. Short form video that was made famous by TikTok. It's now on Facebook as Facebook Reels. It's on Instagram as Instagram Reels. It's on YouTube as YouTube Shorts. I love that this goal showed up in the top five. Now, number six, consistency and quality of content. Number seven, strategic planning and policy development, which isn't sexy. It's not fun, but boy, can it help you do your job in a more efficient way. Number eight, community and alumni engagement, like spotlighting all those community and alumni relations type things. Number nine, improving fundraising and public relations. And number 10, staff and teacher involvement. Okay. We're going to help you with these areas. I'm telling you, if you hang out with me on this podcast, you are subscribed to our newsletter, and definitely if you want the most PD, you get inside our membership group. We are going to be providing a ton of resources and training on all of these things to help you accomplish your goals. I'm your cheerleader. I'm the one in your corner trying to figure this out right along with you. So let's do it. Okay. Now, the last question really was on tools and training used to stay on top of social media. It's not easy. I get overwhelmed. You guys, maybe you don't think I get overwhelmed. I do. I get so overwhelmed because it is crazy. But I happen to have the best network of people around me that help me figure all this stuff out. And it's one day at a time. Big breaths, okay? So 81% of our 537 people said they subscribe to my newsletter, which is awesome. Thank you. It's not just me on that newsletter. There's a lot of different schools and different resources that are available. So I hope you take advantage of that free resource. It comes out every 2 weeks. Not surprising that that's number one, just because I put out the survey. So people who know me were more likely to fill out the survey. 56% of you said, I'm a member of my state school public relations association chapter. Awesome. You need community. You need a tribe. You need to be surrounded by people that do your same job. Check out your state Sprout chapter. 50% say, I simply search the internet. I just Google it. I just use ChatGPT. You know, whatever you do, I search YouTube. That's fine. 50%. And this was a check all that applied, by the way. 42% of you are a member of the National School Public Relations Association. So that is NSPRA. 30% you listen to podcasts. 28% you're a member of the Social School for EDU membership program that I mentioned a few times here. 25%, because I specifically asked about my podcast. So only 25% listen to the Mastering Social Media for Schools podcast. Which makes me so sad because I routinely will talk to people and they'll be like, oh my gosh, I love your podcast. So thank you, by the way, those of you who are listening right now and who love this podcast. But I think it's such a simple way to learn and get better because I talk to a lot of really awesome people. And then 25% says I'm in another organization or informal group that meets to discuss and learn latest social media practices. So we're learning in a lot of different ways. That is awesome. A lot of these are free. I know that the newsletter, the podcasts, I mean, that's how I learned when I first started. I just tried to grab everything possible that was free. If you can invest, be part of those state and that national chapter, join our membership group. I know that you will not be disappointed. It's a great return on your investment. And then if you want to hear specific like Facebook groups and communities and podcasts and things, check out the actual blog that has all of the results, because we break down all of those professional organizations, things like TSPRO, which is Texas, and MinSPRO, which is Minnesota, and CalSPRO, which is in California. They look at a lot of different Facebook groups and online communities. So we've got places like the Catholic School Center of Excellence. We've got the School Communication Pros discussion group, which many of you are on Facebook. Then podcasts. We've got my friends over at School PR Happy Hour and School CEO, Reimagine Schools, School PR Podcast, School PR Drive Time. I mean, we've got a lot of school PR related podcasts besides just mine. So listen to those. There's other newsletters. There's friends of mine, like Final Sight and CEL and all of these places that are putting out really great information on a routine basis that really help school leaders. MarCom Society as well. Easy School Marketing, my friend Aubrey Bursch over there. And not to forget, and I should have mentioned this, especially when we talk about students doing storytelling, is my friends at Class Intercom, because they have an incredible platform to help schools, students be part of the storytelling process. So that's a wrap. Okay. We also asked what you wanted to see for training, but it obviously related to a lot of the stuff I already covered. So I'm not going to dig into that too much. But what does it all mean? What does all this survey data mean? It means we got a tough job. Okay. But I'm in. I'm in for this. I'm going to be your guide. I am going to try to provide as much support as I can. And if you have some insights or things that you found interesting, would you let me know at Andrea Gribble over on X? You can also email me, andrea@socialschoolforedu.com. I want to hear all about it. And if you'd like to be a guest on my podcast in 2024 and share some of the lessons learned, some of the highlights, some of the fails, just in an authentic way, why don't you reach out to me too, either on Twitter or email? I'd love to interview you in 2024. Thank you so much to the 537 people who took time to answer our questions. I really appreciate it. And we will see you next week back with another guest on social media. What is this podcast called? Mastering Social Media for Schools. I got it. I'm almost to episode 200. I got it. See you guys then. Bye-bye. I want to let you in on a little secret. Creating this podcast is my favorite thing to do. Now, I have a pretty amazing job all around, but podcasting is my happy place. Of course, podcasting doesn't pay the bills, and I have six kids, remember? So I wanted to remind you of the three ways I help schools through my paid programs. Number one and most popular is my membership group. You can join my exclusive virtual community designed for school social media managers. It offers a treasure trove of resources, including Canva templates, daily support, live weekly training sessions, and access to a vast library of webinars. You guys, with over 400 schools across the country already benefiting from this vibrant community, you'll gain insights and tools that can supercharge your school's social media presence. Number two way that I serve schools is speaking. I love to share my passion for social media, and I do this with communication organizations across the country and school districts. You know, my keynotes really deliver actionable tips and strategies that can be implemented immediately, ensuring that your school stays ahead of the communication curve. And last, number three, my team and I, we actually do social media management for schools. So many school districts struggle to stay consistent on social media, and that's due to a lack of dedicated communication personnel So that's where we come in. Our team will partner with your school district to manage your Facebook and Instagram accounts, and we ensure a consistent flow of compelling stories that come directly from your staff. That's it. If you are interested in getting more details on number one, the membership group, number two, speaking, number three, the social media management, hop on over to my website, socialschool4edu.com. And then until next time, keep telling those stories.